Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, thank you so much for joining me today as we go forth on our process of there, where we are moving more and more into the things that God has for us, especially in this new year, 2023, where we are allowing God to get us ready and bless us and prepare us for all of the things that He has in store for us. And this opportunity that we have in Favor Life, we are going to explore vision, we're going to explore wisdom, we're going to explore so many things as we go through the process of what God has for us on Favor Life. This place that we're going through and victorious in is a place where God prepares us for our tomorrow, prepares us for where we're going, assures us that we are going to see the goodness of Him even in the process, and that we're going to have the victory of Jesus Christ that's ours and ours as we fight and move in that victory in the things that God has for us. This place also lets us understand and know that our faith is being made, tried, more precious than gold. It's going to become genuine, and it's going to be that genuineness that is going to cause us to have perseverance and be able to stand no matter what. It's this process that our faith is being built, and we see the demonstration of God like never before. This place also lets us understand and know that there are places like Abraham where you believe God for what He shows you in the Spirit, and you stand on the Word of God without fail, knowing that it will surely come to pass. This place also lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, as the Word of God says, that the promises of Abraham are ours. If we believe in Jesus Christ and we receive Him as Lord and Savior, we're able to hold on to faith like Abraham, knowing that God is faithful and He will do exactly what He said. We're being changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, and we're being made not to become bitter or stiff-necked like Israel, but become tender, that God will use us and pliable to the Master's use, that as He makes us and shapes us and we agree and submit unto the will of God. We are becoming mature. We're becoming those who are now understanding the knowledge and the grace of our Lord and Savior that we're growing in more and more and more. And our intimate relationship of faith with Him is causing us to understand how much He loves us and how much He wants us to win, because He's already made the way for us to do so. We're going to talk a little bit today and encourage you in vision. I want to talk to you about vision and talk to you about our 2023 and what vision is going to do for us, because we've crossed over into some things. And the crossover into some things means that it's a place or a point where you're coming from one point to another. It's a time where we are achieving something successfully in a certain field or style. It is also a process of change and of decisions, and a place where we're allowing the challenges or life or the places or the purpose of life to be that which we're moving into and accepting, and not the defeat of yesterday, not the things that happened on yesterday. That's why so many people want to leave one year or leave something to go into another, because they believe that something better is there. Well, for us as believers, that is so true. It's always going to be better for us because we know the end of the book. We understand what God has already said. But in our daily walk, we understand more and more that God uses seasons and time to show Himself stronger. And even in the trying of our faith and the places that we are tried, and even in the things that happen, no matter what's going on around us, we can count on God and His word to be faithful and true. We know that even if we're going through a famine or a season that is not that does not look profitable to the naked eye in the spirit realm is profitable for us, because we are seeing God be faithful unto us. We see a Goshen in our lives manifesting, even as he did with the children of Israel. We see the faithfulness of God to take care of us, regardless of what happens in the economy, with the government, who's in office, or anything else. We know that our hope is in the Lord. And he's the one that's going to move us where we need to go and to get us where we need to get. So this 2023 for us is not something that we regret, regardless of what's happening around us, because our hope is in our Father. Our hope is in God. And this crossing over for us is a year where spiritually, personally, and professionally, and financially, we're going to be assured that no matter what or no matter where we find ourselves, our God is for us, and he's more than the whole world against us. Our God is with us, and he will not forsake us or leave us. Our God has divinely planned, ordained, and ordered our steps, and he knows exactly how to get us from point A to point Z. He knows exactly how to get us there and what it's going to take. When we look at 23 in itself means so many different things, and it carries so many different understandings if we look at it biblically. And the number 23 itself means spiritual movement, alignment, spiritual authority, and completion. It means a divine message or release in our lives, which means God is going to talk to us. God is going to instruct us. God is going to show us what we need. It also means change. It means change in many, many areas of our life, but especially in the areas of thinking. All the cluttered and confusion and the cloudiness that has come in our lives in 20, from 20 on to 22, all the things that happened that made us feel confused, or like we couldn't get answers, or things were not going the way we thought, all of those things, God is going to move them out of the way so we can hear from him precisely and move forward. And he's going to remove those things for us. It also means change in decisions and understanding in any matter that God is going to give us. As the clutter is moved, as the cloudiness is moved, as the uncertainties are moved, it's because we're aligning ourselves to the truth of God, the word of God, the will of God. We're aligning ourselves to what he's saying, and we're seeking first him. We're seeking his heart, his mind, praying over vision, praying over decisions, praying over those things, and God is allowing us to hear what we need to. It's going to cause us to now understand what we need to do. It's going to cause us to make better decisions. It's also a season and a time of powerful things that's going to happen in the spirit realm and in the natural realm. It's also a place where old things end and new things begin. It's a place of transformation where new things that God is going to do in our life are going to manifest, and we're going to see them so very clearly and precisely. It's a divine movement. Where we're even going to see the angels of the Lord even more, different angels that God has for us are going to be moving on our behalf because of this place that we're in. So this is the place where we're going to see, God do some mighty, mighty things. It's also a place where the number 23 also represents death. And this could be, as I said before to the congregation, this could also be a place where there's some things dying in us, our will, different directions against God's will, different decisions that are not God's, things that are not aligning, that they themselves will be dying in us, and we will not allow those things to cause us to miss what God says. And of course, we understand that that also means that that could be death in the natural, that we would see more deaths happening in the natural realm, unexpected realm. So, but we have confidence in God that this year we're going to see so many things happen in our lives and on our behalf because of the alignment. It reminds me of the children of Israel when they crossed over from Egypt into the place that God has for them. And their crossing over was something that was miraculous because it looked to so many eyes that were watching them that they were confused because God had them going in a direction that looked zigzag. And so the Egyptians thought, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to get out of here. And so I'm going to attack. And so many, many times, whatever we experienced in 2020, 21, or 22, it looked to many people or even the enemy that we didn't know what we were doing, that it did, that we were in this place where it looked like we were not going forth, not moving, not accomplishing all that we said, or not having or possessing all that we said, but we knew what we heard. We knew God, and we knew we were being led by him. And sometimes when you're moving in that direction, you can't explain how God is leading you. You just know that God is, and he prepares the way for you, and he makes the way for you. When they crossed over into the place that God had them, and the Red Sea opened up, it was a place of leaving. They were supposed to leave everything that was associated with Egypt, every bondage, everything that was enslaving them, every mindset, every attitude. They were supposed to let that go. And them crossing over and the water coming down was supposed to be the liberty and freedom that let them know that this is a new season. And you have to be very, very careful, as I said, that this is a time for you to make clear, precise decisions. It's going to be a time for you to get understanding. It's going to be a time where you're going to see God make the clutter of choices that are wrong move out of the way, so you can, because you're aligning yourself to his divine will and to his purpose like never before. It is a time that you've got to say, Lord, anything that is not your will, any mindset, anything that I'm connected to that is not your will, that keeps me from moving in that direction, God, I'm willing to let it go. Change me. Give me your mind. Give me your heart. Let my decisions be the decisions that you want me to make. Let me stand, even if it's what I don't want. Let me do it knowing that I can trust you, and you're going to lead me into my best place, my best land, making the best decisions, going in the best direction with the best and the only victory that I need through Jesus Christ. You have to be determined that this year you're going to win it all. You're going to do it. And it's not just 2023, but you're beginning something that's going to proceed beyond the year, that it's going to go into every sphere and every area of your life, because you are now declaring what shall be, decreeing what shall be, standing on the word of God, looking to him, knowing that he's begun this work in you, and it's going to finish the way that he says, and not the way the enemy or the circumstance or the culture or the government or anything else says. You will see the greatness of God's salvation and his authority in your life as you move forward by faith, letting go of those things that are behind, pressing towards the mark, letting go of anything that will stop you from moving in the place where you're gaining ground, gaining territory, gaining all that God has promised you. And that comes with our submission and obedience. And grace is letting us understanding that this is the time of the season where God is allowing us to emerge in him, emerge more into that place of intimacy with him, aligning with him, so that we can hear clearly and precisely in every area all that he has for us. There are great things in store, and he's been setting us up for it, and he's been making sure that we've been staying in a place of connection. Now we want to connect even more. If you've connected even more, connect some more. If you've been walking away and doing your own thing, this is the time to get in alignment. But it is the time to see the greatness of God, because we know that God never fails, and his word never fails, and he will do exactly what he said. The plans that he has for us are great, and what he's going to do in our life is great. So as we align ourselves, as we move in that direction and hear from him, we're going to see God stretch us. We're going to see God make us. We're going to see him give us favor, and we're going to see the greatness of his power happen in our life, because we are aligning ourselves. And we can trust that no matter where we are, no matter what's going on, what happens around us, or even in our lives, the God of heaven will lead us and guide us in his truth, and he will make the greatness of his name and his covenant manifest all that he says, regardless, that he will not fail, and he will not fail to do what he says. So as this year goes on, do not stop pressing. Do not stop moving. Do not stop professing. Do not stop decreeing and declaring what he says. Let the vision that he's given you, that you presented before him, that you've placed before him, be in alignment to his divine will, and watch God. I pray that you have been encouraged in this 15 minutes. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Be blessed. Know that you are victorious, that God is for you. than a conqueror, and he's more than the whole world against you. God bless you in Jesus' name.